Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Cheshire. Here's the headline. Cheshire is one of the most economically diversified commercial property markets in the north of England. A four-town spine of Warrington Logistics, Chester Heritage, Crewe Rail Engineering and Macclesfield Farmer, with auction prints across the past 2 years, stretching all the way from a sub-4% prime petroleum lot to just under 12% on small-ticket high street retail. Let me set the scene. Cheshire sits at the western end of the Mersey Corridor, Greater Manchester to the east, Merseyside and the Wirral to the west, Staffordshire to the south, Derbyshire to the north-east. The combined population across the 14 principal towns in this report is around 810,000. The economic geography is unusually layered. A heavy logistics belt along the M6 and M62 in the north. A Roman cathedral and university city on the M53 and A55 axis to the west. A rail and engineering core in the Crewe, Sandbach and Nantwich Triangle to the south. And an affluent commuter belt, the Cheshire Golden Triangle, running through Knutsford, Wilmslow and Macclesfield to the east. The occupier base reflects that geography. Warrington is the M6 and M62 logistics interchange of the Northwest, hosting IKEA, Amazon and a long list of national distributors as part of the wider Golden Triangle distribution catchment. Chester is the Roman Cathedral City, home to Chester Zoo and the University of Chester, with a tightly supplied retail and hospitality core inside the city walls. Crewe is Britain's rail engineering capital, the headquarters town of Bentley and a major Alstom rail manufacturing centre. Macclesfield is the AstraZeneca headquarters town and the anchor of the wider Golden Triangle pharma, finance and professional services cluster. Northwich, Winsford and Middlewich carry a chemicals heritage running back to Brun & Mond and Tata Chemicals. Nantwich, Sandbach and Congleton are historic South Cheshire market towns. And Ellesmere Port retains the Stellantis automotive assembly base on the Mersey estuary. Why should an investor care? Because that mix produces tenant covenants, occupier depth and household income that lenders price comfortably across almost every product type. And you can see it directly in the yield evidence. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 4,150 commercial-leaning transactions across the 14 principal Cheshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside just over 26,500 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The ratio tells you what Cheshire is. A working, diversified regional economy with a deep residential investment book layered on top. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Warrington. Warrington is the largest town in the county by population at around 210,000 people and the most active commercial market by transaction count. 978 commercial-leaning registrations over the rolling 5 years. Just under a quarter of the entire county total. Median commercial transaction price sits at around £155,000. Warrington carries 19 of the 29 keyword-matched industrial transactions across the county, which understates true volume because most large logistics deals at the institutional end trade as corporate share sales rather than direct property registrations. The town's logistics specialism, anchored on IKEA, Amazon and a long list of national and regional distribution sheds at Birchwood and along the M6 and M62, is the single most important commercial property story in the county. Second, Chester. Chester records 578 commercial-leaning transactions over the window at a median of £225,000, the highest median among the larger county centres. 51 keyword-matched office transactions sit behind that figure, reflecting Chester's substantial professional services, public sector and University of Chester occupier base, alongside a tightly held retail and hospitality core inside the Roman walls. The auction print to remember in Chester is 16 Chester Street, Saltney, sold in July 2024 for £265,000, against a passing rent of £26,400. That's a gross yield of 9.96% on a small ticket high street and residential mixed-use lot at the city's edge. Third, Crewe. Crewe records 663 commercial leaning transactions at a median of £125,000. Unusually high transaction depth for a town of just over 71,000 people. That tells you what Crewe actually is. A deep terraced special purpose company residential investment book, layered on top of a genuine commercial freehold base in the rail engineering corridor. 21 keyword matched retail transactions sit behind that volume. The second highest in the county. Worth a quick word on Macclesfield too. 408 transactions over the window at a median of £229,000. 24 keyword matched office transactions. A high proportion for a town of around 52,000 people. Reflecting the AstraZeneca presence and the wider Golden Triangle professional services cluster. So let's talk about the yield environment. Cheshire produces a smaller auction-cleared dataset than the larger northern metropolitan counties. The Acuitas rostrum has matched 10 Cheshire lots across catalogues from February 2024 through to October 2025. Six sold under the hammer or post-auction. Three were withdrawn post-auction, and one was withdrawn without a clearing price. But those 10 lots give an unusually wide and informative spread of evidence. The priciest comparable is the Northwich KFC drive-thru on Chester Way. Sold at the November 2024 sale for £1,235,000, against an £85,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 6.88% on prime National Covenant food-anchored convenience product. The same KFC asset had been withdrawn at the March 2024 sale earlier in the year. So the November clearance also reads as a useful indication of how quickly investor depth returned to that segment of the market through 2024. The Macclesfield Mill Street cluster gives the cleanest read on small-ticket high street retail anywhere in the county. Three sequential lots at 50, 52 and 54 Mill Street cleared at the October 2025 sale. Yields of 8.65%, 11.78% and 11.82% gross. That 8.65 to 11.82% band is well wide of the prime drive-through benchmark and is consistent with the national repricing that discretionary high street retail has absorbed through the cycle. The other priced evidence is the Shell petrol station at Whitby Road, Ellesmere Port, which sold in February 2024 for £111,000 against a £4,000 passing rent. That's a 3.6% gross print, but it's a low-rent reversionary motor trade lot rather than a clean income read, and you should treat it as a prime petroleum forecourt evidence point rather than a yield comparable. A Northwich Tesco Express and a Crewe Market Street retail lot were both withdrawn post-auction at recent sales, which tells you sellers in Cheshire's secondary towns continue to find off-market routes acceptable. Put it all together, and the county-specific benchmarks read as follows. Prime National Covenant convenience and drive-through income inside a 6.5% to 7.5% net initial yield corridor. Secondary small-ticket high street retail in the Macclesfield style, 8 to 12% gross band. And reversionary motor trade lots sitting outside any clean yield read. Which brings us to lender appetite. Cheshire is one of the better served counties in the north of England for commercial mortgage finance, supported by the county's proximity to Manchester and Liverpool, both regional banking hubs with full institutional coverage. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain active Northwest regional teams. They target Warrington Logistics product, Chester City Centre office and mixed use, and the Golden Triangle Pharma and Professional Services investor base. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose company mid-market, which is the segment that the bulk of the 4,150 countywide transactions sit in. Specialist lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore handle bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance. Particularly around Chester City Centre, the Birchwood Logistics Fringe, the Macclesfield AstraZeneca Corridor, and the historic mill and chemical stock running through Northwich and Winsford. What to be cautious about? Four county-specific risk factors stand out. First, industrial heritage remediation. The chemicals lineage that defines large parts of Northwich, Winsford and Middlewich carries higher contamination and ground condition risk than generic industrial stock. Second, conservation and listed building friction. Chester's Roman Walls and Cathedral Conservation Area, the historic market town cores in Nantwich, Sandbach and Knutsford, and the listed mill stock in Macclesfield all carry meaningful consent overhead for change of use schemes. Third, single occupier concentration risk. Macclesfield's pharma cluster anchored on AstraZeneca, Crewe's automotive base on Bentley, and Ellesmere Port on Stellantis. Lenders are increasingly explicit on covenant renewal analysis in those towns. And fourth, Golden Triangle pricing. The Knutsford, Wilmslow and Macclesfield belt trades at yields closer to the southeast than the rest of the northwest. And lenders watch exit liquidity at the upper end of that range. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Cheshire Commercial Property Finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity rather than directional change. Transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The 10-lot Acuitas dataset confirms an active two-tier auction market, tightly priced national covenant convenience and drive-through income at one end, meaningfully wider small-ticket secondary high street retail at the other. Prime Chester office, Warrington Logistics and Macclesfield Pharma adjacent yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across the smaller market towns and the chemicals belt have already absorbed most of the repricing seen in 2023 and 2024. What to watch? Warrington Logistics product on the M6 and M62 belt, where occupier demand from Amazon, IKEA and the wider Golden Triangle catchment continues to evolve. AstraZeneca adjacent office and lab space in Macclesfield, as the pharma cluster reshapes its real estate footprint. Further small ticket Mill Street style high street retail evidence as additional auction lots emerge. The listed mill and chemicals heritage repurposing pipeline across Northwich, Winsford and Macclesfield. And the special purpose company residential investment market across Knutsford, Wilmslow, Nantwich, Sandbach, Congleton, Middlewich and Alsager, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor across Cheshire is occupier covenant durability at the single name end. AstraZeneca, Bentley, Stellantis, capital availability is broad. Transport position is strong and household income depth across the Eastern Golden Triangle is unusually deep. The constraint in Cheshire isn't capital. It's selectivity at asset level. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Cheshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.